Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a Sunday finale between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Shuckers looking to get a series win. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the star of the Shuckers rotation and the star of the game last night, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
9 strikeouts last night. It seemed like everybody was coming up, was swinging and missing, and everything you were throwing. How much fun is that when that happens when you're out in the mound?
No, it's definitely fun being able to see guys swing and miss on various pitches. But like I said yesterday, I got to thank Carol because we're both on the same page. And like having a catcher like that behind the plate and being able to not be in the same page and get hitters out is great.
How important is that for you? Because you two have been together at every level of the system to have that chemistry together.
No, yeah, I think it's big because since I got to pro ball, he's been probably thrown, I don't know, maybe like 40-30 games, and like he's caught more than half of those games, so he's like, he knows me very well, and like I know him very well, so whenever I shake him off on a pitch, he knows right away what to call on the next pitch, so it's something fun to have.
How much more comfortable does that make you on the mound, having someone behind the plate who knows you so well?
Oh, it's great because you have confidence, not with just yourself, but with your catcher, and you know, like, you could trust him, and he knows like what the hitter is looking for, stuff like that. That's why I like him. For him being a young catcher like that, it's great.
Last night, you also debuted for the first time in a bit the slow curve at 76 miles an hour, and you almost got Tucker Flynn to fall over himself in the batter's box. How much fun was it to bring out that pitch here in the second half?
Yeah, no, it's definitely nice being able to see that pitch again because I think with the tacky baseball, it was a little harder to throw, but as you saw yesterday, it was working very well, so it's fun being able to start throwing that again.
And you're a guy who throws just about every pitch imaginable. You're like Yu Darvish of the Southern League. There's a pitch that is possible to be thrown, you're going to throw it. How do you develop so many pitches?
It started since I was young. My dad used to be one of those crafty lefties that used to throw every pitch you could think of. So he, like, since I was 12 years old, he started teaching me how to throw curveball, slider, changeup. He knew at that age I wasn't going to use it very much, but he knew what he was doing, that in the future it was going to help me out.
What's your favorite pitch to throw out of your artillery of about 700?
It depends on the day what's playing well, but I love seeing the curveball or changeup. The changeup is definitely fun.
You've made 16 starts this year. You've struck out over 100 hitters, and your ERA is below 3 as a guy who's 21 years old here in AA. What have you been the most proud of your season so far?
Well, just staying healthy is really like a big thing because it's a lot. It's a long year, and they're like being able to stay consistently is like something I'm really proud of. But yeah, being able to have my strikeout numbers up, it's really nice for me. Even that I'm not a pitcher that throws 95, 96 miles per hour, it's fun to see.
How much confidence does that give you as a guy who does not throw 102, but you've struck out the second most amount of batters in the Southern League?
It's good confidence, but I know that if you're not able to throw this 100, you gotta know how to pitch. So it's telling me I'm doing the right thing so far this year, and I hope it keeps going the same way.
Your journey has been incredible. 2 years ago today, you were just starting your professional career with the Brewers. Cut to today, and you're here in Double A. How incredible to you has this journey been the last 2 years?
No, I couldn't. If you would have asked me that just 2 years, I wouldn't think I would be here and doing how I'm playing right now. It's something I'm really proud of, honestly, and like it's a dream for me.
What's been your favorite part of your journey over the last 2 years in the Brewers organization?
The up and downs, I guess, the success and then the bad games. It helps you as a baseball player, honestly.
You also got to pitch in Florida back last week. First time you had been in Florida since pitching in the World Baseball Classic. You're a kid that grew up in Florida, pitched in high school in Florida, pitched in college in Florida. How special does baseball in Florida hold in your heart?
I mean, Florida's been the place that saw me grow up and playing baseball since I was 8 years old. I grew up going to baseball tournaments all around Florida. It's definitely fun being able to go back there and pitch. And I'll say it's a little more cooler there than here in Biloxi. that surprised me a little, but it's nice.
How special is it also for you to have so many of your big career moments take place in Florida? You pitched in the World Baseball Classic. That's where you got drafted. That's where you went to high school. How special is that to all occur in the same state?
It's great, man. Being able to do that in the state I grew up in, it's really fun. the World Baseball Classic was a fun experience, being able to do it at home. That's something you don't see every day. So it's like, I got to thank God for that.
Well, Carlos, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats again on another terrific start, and looking forward to keep it continuing.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 5:05.